Welcome to the Hello, Hello World podcast with me, Candace Mollard. Hello, Hello World is available wherever you stream podcasts. Please be sure to rate, share, and comment. Your feedback is greatly appreciated. On today's Local Business Love episode, I'm speaking with Ashley Innes. Ashley is the business owner of Mina Peach Framing Designs. Mina Peach offers home decor, gifts, greeting cards, custom picture framing, and more. I hope you learned something from this episode. Grab yourself some water, and thanks for listening.
Yay!
Ashley, hi!
Hello.
Hi, it's so nice to finally be able to talk to you.
Yes. Am I on speaker or is it, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Perfect.
I can hear you. So everyone listening, this is Ashley from Mina Peach Framing Designs. Ashley owns a cute little shop, which I have not had the pleasure of visiting myself personally, but I'm looking forward to visiting it since everything has opened. So tell us, Ashley, a little bit about your shop and what you do there.
Yes. So Mina Peach Framing Designs, we do custom picture framing. I also do custom art and projects, like you know. I did a project for you. We also have home decor and gift items. So it's a gift shop where you can pick up anything for anyone. And that's what I like to say. No matter who you're shopping for, there's something for everybody. So whether it's picture framing or a gift that you need or a greeting card, we have the whole package.
Oh, cool. So do you, would you, well, I mean, right in the title of your store, Framing Designs, would you say that's what you specialize in or what you prefer to do?
Not necessarily prefer, but that's what we started out as. So I started out of the house and it was Mina Peach Framing Designs and it was all picture framing. And okay. People would just come to the house and just get picture framing done. But we wanted, my husband and I wanted to create a gift shop as well. So we found a location and 6 years into being in the house, we decided to bring it into an actual brick and mortar store. So it's an actual store location and we have gifts and home decor and we just wanted to tie that into the picture framing as well.
So I see. Okay.
Yeah, it's everything.
So you do custom framing. So if I wanted a photo, any photo framed, I could come to you and you would frame it.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. So people even bring memorabilia, like some crazy stuff. So you wouldn't even imagine people bring anything that they want framed and it can be framed. So it's pretty cool what we find and what we see.
Yeah, no kidding. And is that I would think that would be pretty thorough, tough process to personally frame something. Like precise is the word I'm looking for, right?
Yeah. So that's what I pride myself on is it's, you have to be precise. And once you close the back of the frame, there can't be any dust or dirt or any little speck in there. It's like an OCD type of job in a way, because you want it to look perfect once you close it up. So no matter what it is, that's what I pride myself on is I have that type of brain where it has to look perfect. So
okay, how did you get into that line of work?
So I started at Michael's. So they have a picture framing area in the back at Michael's, the arts and crafts store. Mm-hmm. And so I started there and they asked me to do the picture framing right away because they thought I would be good at that because of my interior design background from school.
Okay.
I took interior design in college, so they said, oh, that would be great for the picture framing aspect of our store. So I learned it there. And then I wanted to take it on my own because I loved it so much. So it was such a passion. And so I brought it into my own business, into the house after that.
Oh, that's really cool. So you started at Michael's. Interesting.
Yeah.
And you also do I mean, you did this amazing photo of my son's
Oh my
favorite.
God.
Yeah, his favorite superhero is War Machine.
Yeah. I was
And
like, really? Is he a favorite of anybody? But some people like him, I guess. A lot of people like Thor, Captain America, but it's hilarious. It was War Machine, and I had
yeah.
never you never get certain requests, and then all of a sudden you get them. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you made my son into War Machine. It was the it, it he's so happy about that. So how did you get into that? Like, are you just obviously a really creative person?
Oh, since I was born, basically, my parents were both drawers. They were into art, both of them. So we grew
Okay.
up, and I remember just sitting at the kitchen table and drawing with my sisters, my mom, my dad. I just remember drawing. We were always drawing on lined paper, whatever paper we could find. And it was just a family thing growing up. And then once I got into the college program in interior design, that was a lot of the artistic aspect as well. So it was really interesting to me, and it brought me back into it because it was a computerized way to do it. So now I'm using Photoshop and other methods to draw as well, right on the computer. I draw literally right on the screen.
That's so
And
cool.
oh, it's so cool. So I was never into digital art until the past few years, but it came from hand drawing to digital art. So now I'm drawing on the computer. I can still draw by hand, but I prefer the computer. It's just easier, and instead of erasing everything, you can just delete.
Yeah,
So
that space.
way easier. But yeah, we were always artists growing up. Our whole family was like that. So that's just how it was.
So that was your inspiration for bringing that into your business. I mean,
Yes.
it's pretty cool. My mom had mentioned to me that she'd come across your business and all these cool, fun things that you had there, and I was like, "What? What kind of a one-stop shop is this? So
Yeah.
cool." She had greeting cards made for me with my podcast logo on them, which
Yeah.
was they're really cool. So thanks for those.
Yeah, no problem. Anything that people want their logo on, I can put it on there, like a mug or greeting cards or anything, thank you cards. Just anything that people want, any size. I always like printing too. I also worked at a lot of print shops growing up, so that's a passion as well, just the art aspect of printing and getting it like to look really well done. So
Oh yeah, I have a mug too. That's beautiful. I forgot about my mug.
How could you forget?
I haven't been home in a week or so I haven't used it. So, what else can you make, say, if I wanted like stickers or
Oh yeah, you can do stickers, you can do bookmarks.
Oh,
I've done
cool.
business cards for myself and for others. I do t-shirts too. I've had my own art on my actual t-shirt, and I wear it proudly. So you can basically put anything on any type of memorabilia that you want. So it's pretty cool. I've done sticky notes too. Like, you name it, I can
Cool.
probably print on it. I have keychains of my own art that I sell in the store as well. And just anything, lanyards. Anything that you want printed on, you can probably do it. We can look into a price and do it.
That's amazing. So any of those things, guys, you can go out there and get done. I mean, who doesn't want their art on a t-shirt? Or it's such great gift to do that for somebody, or just like a really cool gift to have your art on a piece of art or a t-shirt or a mug. That's really cool. Love it. So where is your store located?
So it's off of Dougal and Cabana. So right at the cross section, it's in the Countryside Plaza. It's where Scotiabank is. There's other businesses as well, such
Okay.
as Delicate Touch is here. Kata Food Bar is a new restaurant that's here. There's A La Mode, the clothing store, and I'm right beside Roseland Dental. It's a dentist, and I'm right beside also Rosa's Alterations. So I'm in between two businesses, right in the front of the plaza. So
Awesome.
it's right across from RBC, Good Life Fitness. A lot of
Okay.
people know that plaza more, but we're right across the street from that.
Okay, so kind of Farron's is near there.
So Ted Farron's is right behind us. Like
Okay.
they're on the side of the plaza and we're in the front. So it's the same plaza basically.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I had a question I was going to ask you and it totally slipped my
Yeah.
mind. Oh,
I
how did you
talk
No, so do I.
a lot.
What how did you get I'm interested to know, which I think I've asked everyone that I've talked to, is how you got your name, the name
Yes.
of
Yes, everybody asks. So I like it because imagine it was called Ashley's Framing. It would just be kind of common and boring to me anyway. I know that it's a nice name and yada yada, but it was kind of an inside joke with myself. When I was younger, my parents didn't want me using my own name when we first got our first computer to log into email or AOL back in the day. Back in the 90s. So I came up with the nickname Mina Peach, and today some customers even believe my name is Mina, and it's hilarious to me. They call me Mina, and I don't mind because it's so unique. And it's a combination just of my favorite powerful cartoon women back in the day, Princess Peach from Super Mario video game, and Mina is the name from Sailor Venus from Sailor Moon, the
Oh
TV series.
my gosh.
So Sailor Moon and Princess Peach combined. I'm just a total nerd. So it shows also in the when you walk through, there's nerdy stuff in here too. So it and I wanted it to be a unique name. I always did. So Mina's my favorite name of all time because I have the most common name from the 90s. So I was like, I want to be different. So Mina Peach was born after that. So I thought, since I carried it through my whole childhood, I thought it was pretty cool to keep it.
Yeah,
So,
for sure. That's
yeah,
really
so
cool. Thanks for
everybody always
sharing.
asks too, and it's just something to talk about. So it's a conversation piece as well.
Definitely,
Yeah.
definitely. I wouldn't, I mean, I'm a pretty humble person, but I wouldn't feel comfortable having Candace's framing designs on
Yeah,
a
yeah.
sign either. So I can kind of understand that for
It's just too
sure.
common of a name. Like, it's just boring sounding, Ashley's Framing. Like, it's just okay, it is what it is. But but at least if it's Mina Peach, people are like, oh, what's that? And they question, like, they just wonder, and it gives them some wonder, and it's pretty cool.
Definitely. Yeah, for sure. So you have home decor, gifts, greeting cards, picture frames. How do you choose what you sell? I would be overwhelmed to the sense of I'd have things everywhere if I owned my own store because I'd want to showcase everything. So
Yeah.
how do you choose?
Yeah, it's really hard. I mean, I have a couple of suppliers from Toronto, London, Mississauga. I try to stay mostly Canadian because I don't want to risk also things coming over the border, especially right now, but some things are US, but mostly Canadian products. And I just look through their catalogs of the suppliers and I just choose what I personally like. And just what people have suggested, maybe a lot of people make suggestions of, oh, do you have this or that? And I just keep it in mind. And then I just order from there. And there's always a certain amount that you have to order each time. So say like $300 order you have to purchase. So I maintain the orders and I try to purchase what I think people will like.
That's
So
cool.
yeah, and it's so much fun. It's you're shopping every week for yourself, basically. It's like a dream come true. So it's pretty cool.
That's good. It sounds like you're really having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
That's really, really good. Is this your full-time job? Like, you're
Yeah,
doing this
yeah.
good.
So yeah, it's full time. I'm here Monday to Saturday and even sometimes on Sunday, even though we're closed, but this is like I breathe this place now. It's just, this is my full-time gig right here. So,
Oh, that's great. I'm really looking forward to coming in and meeting you in person
yeah,
and
I'm
buying
looking
a whole
forward to
bunch of
meeting you.
stuff. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
So we can find you on Instagram and Facebook, correct?
Yeah, so it's Mina Peach Framing Designs on Instagram and Facebook, both
Okay.
the
Okay.
same.
I will definitely put those in the description of this episode so that people can follow you. And before we wrap up, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot for a minute. I just want you to shout out another local small business, one that you think people should know about, besides your own, of course.
Is it okay if I say a couple?
Yeah, of course, please, as
Okay.
many as you want.
So there's someone in the same plaza as me, and it's called Healthy Creations Inc. It's a gluten-free baked goods shop, and
Ooh.
she does baked goods, cakes, you name it. I ordered from her for a friend's cake, and she replied right away, and I was really excited because it's super close to me, and I wanted to try the gluten-free aspect of it as well.
Sure.
So I just thought she answered so quickly and promptly, and it was just it was good because I had asked a few others and they didn't answer for days and days. So I was like, oh, this seems like a good place. That's what I want to be like. I want
Same,
to
yeah.
answer as quickly as possible for customers and be prepared to for their orders. So she was very on it, and I think that it's an amazing place if you're looking for something like that for somebody who's vegetarian or vegan. Great place for that.
Okay, great.
And then my husband's company is GCI Tile and Hardwood. He does tile and hardwood flooring. He does mostly for builders, but he does private jobs as well. So
Okay.
he does showers as well. He does the entire shower, the walls, the floor, and it's a very precise job as well. So he's very good at what he does, and he's the youngest tile trade that I've ever seen. So it's pretty cool too that he does that, and he's
Yeah.
younger than the average trade.
Sure.
And yeah, so
Okay.
those are the two that I would recommend, definitely. And there's many others. I would love for people to shop local everywhere because
Yes.
we're the ones that struggled through all of this. So we really appreciate all the support. Yeah.
Absolutely. Did you say GSI Tile and Hardwood?
It was GCI, so
GCI.
it's his initials, Gordon Craig Innes, and we call him Craig, but nobody knows that his first name is Gordon, so it's pretty hilarious. They're like, what is the G? What does that mean? So pretty funny. And I almost want to call him Gordon Jr. because his dad's name is Gordon too, so nobody knows that about him, but we call him Craig.
We
But
know now. We know now,
yeah, so
Craig.
it's out now. So I always make fun of him, and it's pretty funny. Nobody knows his actual name is Gordon.
The cat's out of the bag now.
Yeah. He's gonna be like, oh my God.
At
Yeah.
least you shouted out his company. I think it's wonderful. You guys are both small business owners and
Yeah.
thriving, and you opened this during the pandemic, did you not?
Yes, we did. So
Yeah, a
he
brave
and I,
girl.
oh yeah, he and I found this location and it was perfect. It literally has a desk in the near the back for the framing and a desk near the front for the home decor and gift items to be sold. So it was the perfect layout and we just couldn't pass it up at the time. And who knows if we would have gotten it if COVID had never happened.
That's
So
right.
it is what it is, but we probably wouldn't have gotten this if all this situation had not happened. So
Things
it's
happen for
pretty
a reason.
interesting. Yeah.
That's great. Well, I'm super proud of both of you. I mean,
Oh, thank you.
that's wonderful. And I will be sending everyone who needs a unique gift or framing or anything else to see you for sure.
Oh, thank you so much. I
Yeah, it was,
appreciate it.
yeah, of course. And like I said earlier, I look forward to coming and meeting you and having a little in-person chit chat.
Yeah, no problem. Like I said, I'm open Monday to Saturday, so anytime people want to come in, even if people want to schedule a custom picture framing appointment, I always take it after hours as well because it's nice to just chat amongst each other and have that time to pick out the specific
Yes.
things that you want. So
Uninterrupted.
yeah, exactly. Sometimes I'm busy with cashing somebody out or whatever it is, but it's nice to just have that alone time to have an appointment and pick out the frames and everything. So, by all means, people can come anytime they want and just let me know and we can schedule something. So, I'm always trying to be accommodating.
Perfect. That's what we like to hear. Love
Yeah.
it. All right. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me and taking the time to shout out your amazing business.
No, thank you so much for asking me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So we'll chat soon. Thank you so
Yes.
much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.